Binyamin, the child Binyamin, the son of Yaakov Avinu, was not born until Yaakov Avinu fulfilled his vow. When Yaakov Avinu went looking for a wife, the Torah tells us about a whole major event that happened. He came upon the site of the Beis HaMikdash, and he slept there, and he saw a vision of angels going up and down a ladder. And when he woke up, he said, "Wow, this is some place." And it says right away he made a vow. Vayidar Yaakov Ned, he made a major, major vow to Hashem. Binyamin was not able to be born until that vow was fulfilled. As it says over there in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayatsev Yaakov Matseva, that Yaakov Avinu erected a special monument, Vayitzoy Koleho Shemen, and he poured oil on it, Vayikro Yaakov Eshem Hamokoim Beit El, and he named that site Beit El. Later on, when it speaks about Binyamin being born, it says, Vayisu mi Beit El, they left a place called Beit El, Vayihi oid kivras oretz, and they were starting to travel, Vateled Rochel. And that's when Rochel Imenu gave birth to Binyamin. Ve'oz daiko noilad Binyamin, achar kiyum nidroi shel Yaakov daiko. And that's exactly when Binyamin was born, right after Yaakov Avinu returned to Beit El and fulfilled his vow. Ki Binyamin nimshach misham, because Binyamin comes from there, mi bechinas haneder, from the same place as the vows come from Bina, from Ima. That's the place that the husband draws, that special spirit that he injects into the wife during that first union, shenasis kli al yedezeh, which makes her into a vessel which prepares her for being able to produce children. Vehu ikur chiyusa, and that is where she draws her spiritual energy from that ruach, because the main source of life and the main existence of the woman of valor, Bechinas Rochel, Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, who represents the Torah Shebal Peh, Bechinas Emunas Chachamim, all of these things were connected. The woman, the man represented the written Torah, the woman represented the oral Torah. She represented the union of Emunas Chachamim. Hual Yedei Neder, the source from which this woman, the Torah Shebal Peh, this woman draws its spiritual nourishment, is from Neder, Bechinas Vayidar Yaakov Neder, the vow that Yaakov Avinu made, with Kemavur B'maimranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 57 of Likutim Ram, that when a person is feeling weak in their Emunas Chachamim, what should they do? They should make a vow. Make a vow and fulfill it right on the spot. This will infuse them with new faith in the rabbis. V'alkein, Nodar Yaakov HaNeder, Kishoholach Lisus Isha Yiras Hashem. And this is why when Yaakov Avinu was embarking on this project of getting married, when he was about to go find his wife and get married, step one was he made a vow. Because the vow repairs the Emunas Chachamim, which is what the wife represents. She represents the Torah Shebal Peh, the Emunas Chachamim.